From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In their first strategic dialogue since President Donald Trump and Xi Jinping met in April, senior U.S. and Chinese leaders met in Washington Wednesday with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urging Beijing to pressure North Korea to rein in its banned and nuclear missile program.
We reaffirmed our commitment to implement in full all relevant U.N. Security Council resolutions. For example, we both agreed that our companies should not do business with any U.N.-designated North Korean entities in accordance with these resolutions.
Tillerson emphasized the importance of cutting off all sources of revenue from Pyongyang's illicit activities.
China understands that the United States regards North Korea as our top security threat. We reiterated to China that they have a diplomatic responsibility to exert much greater economic and diplomatic pressure on the regime if they want to prevent further escalation in the region.
Tillerson and Defense Chief Jim Mattis met China's State Counselor Yang Jiechi and Army Chief General Fang Fenghui to discuss maritime tensions in the South China Sea, counterterrorism, and efforts to improve military-to-military contacts. The UN's peacekeeping chief Wednesday said a unilateral ceasefire declaration by the government of South Sudan has not materialized and the country remains unstable. Jean-Pierre Lacroix told the Security Council hostilities persist despite a ceasefire commitment by President Salva Kiir. He said the people are desperate for peace.
More than half of the country requires food aid despite its tremendous potential for food production. One-third of the country's population is displaced.
He said fighting is man-made, the result of the deliberate decisions by all entities to prosecute and sustain armed conflict to achieve political goals. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's son-in-law, senior advisor Jared Kushner, met Israeli and Palestinian leaders Wednesday in a new bid to revive the stalled peace process. Kushner first met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
This is an opportunity to pursue our common goals of security, prosperity, and peace. Jared, I welcome you here in that spirit. I know of your efforts, the president's efforts, and I look forward to working with you to achieve these common goals.
Thank you. The president sends his best regards, and it's an honor to be here with you.
Kushner later traveled to Ramallah in the West Bank for 2 hours of talks with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. A spokesman said all the major issues at the heart of the conflict were discussed. Iraqi officials and Islamic State militants blew up the ancient Grand al-Nuri Mosque, which dates to the 12th century in the embattled Iraqi city of Mosul. It was from that mosque 3 years ago that IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi proclaimed a caliphate encompassing large portions of Syria and Iraq. Explosions occurred as Iraqi forces closed in on the mosque. The British deputy commander of the International Coalition in Iraq, Major General Rupert Jones, visited liberated eastern Mosul Wednesday and described the fighting as brutal.
The world knows what sort of enemy we're dealing with. It's an enemy with no humanity. It's an enemy who respects nobody, that is more than content to murder civilians in great numbers. What I would say is that's the sign, that's the evidence of a failing organization.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said destruction of the mosque is Islamic State's official declaration of defeat. Russia Wednesday canceled a high-level meeting between Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov and U.S. Undersecretary of State Thomas Shannon following imposition of new U.S. sanctions. Washington Tuesday targeted nearly 40 individuals and organizations over Moscow's involvement in the fighting in Ukraine. The Malian government Wednesday announced it is delaying a July 9 referendum on constitutional changes aimed at bolstering presidential powers and creating new regions following a 2015 peace accord with northern separatists. New protests against the proposed changes were planned for Thursday. Britain's Prince Philip spent another night in the hospital for treatment of an infection. The 96-year-old Duke of Edinburgh, the husband of 91-year-old Queen Elizabeth, is said to be in good spirits. Well, despite a decline in fertility levels, the United Nations said Wednesday that it expects the global population to reach nearly 10 billion by the year 2050. The UN report says it expects India's population to exceed that of China in the next 7 years. And Nigeria, it says, will surpass the United States as the third most populous country by the year 2050. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.